Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to another video on Forgotten Weapons. I am Ian McCollum, and I am particularly excited today because we have an original second pattern FG-42 that we're going to do some shooting with. There is a semi-auto setting. We don't care about the semi-auto setting. Let's be honest. If you want a semi-auto FG-42, go talk to Rick Smith at Smith Machine Group, and he will sell you an awesome reproduction semi-auto FG-42 for less than the cost of this original magazine. What we want to see is full auto shooting.
This thing is really slick.
So the FG-42 was designed to be a do-it-all paratrooper's rifle. The Germans wanted, the Luftwaffe, wanted one gun that could serve both roles, that of the Kar-98K Mauser and that of the MG-34 light machine gun. So they requested a rifle that would fire from the closed bolt in semi-auto and from the open bolt in full auto, that had a bipod on it, but also had a bayonet, you know, all these things. It has to serve dual roles. And what they came up with is one of the really remarkable guns of World War II. And my big question here today was to find out just how controllable this thing really is, because this is chambered for full power 8mm Mauser. And when you compare that to some of the other full power assault rifles out there, or battle rifles, the FAL, the G3, the AR-10, the question is there some secret special sauce to the FG-42 that makes it a more controllable gun? This takes care of that role pretty darn well. In addition to the bipod to give you good support and controllability at the muzzle end, the whole action actually reciprocates into the stock when you fire, and that really legitimately does absorb some of the recoil and the concussion of firing. It is, of course, limited by the 20-round box magazine. All right, I can't quite pull off single shots. The trigger on this is, well, it's firing from an open bolt, so we have kind of an awkward, or kind of an unusual, it's not awkward, kind of an unusual full auto trigger. If you want semi-auto, switch it to semi-auto, but we don't really want semi-auto, do we? Thank you guys for watching. I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did, which you didn't, but I hope you enjoyed it anyway. Ah, that's awesome.